Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
What do you make of the outside linebacker situation opposite Purnell now that Jared's gone and you've got three guys to choose from there with Pacho, Lamar, and Willie?
Well, we'll roll those guys in there. I think Sam will play a good bit of the base stuff, and then Lamar and Willie and Purnell, and then Sam in the mix play the sub stuff.
What stands out to you about Sam in base, obviously, with some experience that he has?
Well, he's had the most experience playing in this type of defense, so he's picked it up fast and is very comfortable in what we're doing and is very knowledgeable and does a solid job when he's out there.
How big of a boost is it getting Ratliff back?
Well, I hope we get him back, and it will be a big boost. Player of his quality always helps the cause.
What are the challenges?
Willie, who maybe isn't used to being down like that when he's healthy, do you have to kind of explain to him the situation? Or?
No. I mean, Willie's mature enough and sees the big picture, and, you know, he was fine.
How much does this help his development, though?
Who?
Willie Young. With Jared gone, he'll get more snaps.
Mm-hmm.
How will that help his
development? Well, it should help it a lot. You know, it obviously cleans it up a little bit. You know, you can only play five guys in two spots so many times, and so it should help. Hopefully with the opportunity he'll flourish.
What are the keys for him to show the type of pass rushing ability that he did a year ago?
Well, he's just got to be more consistent, and not only just rush the passer, got to be able to play everything else that's involved with it. When they run the ball, execute any all the assignments that he has in any particular defense, and he's got to get better at that.
How much progress did Goldman make in Ratliff's absence?
I made some.
Nick, how much does a player need to gain conditioning with Ratliff lose for as long as he's been not playing in those situations?
You definitely lose some playing conditioning for two reasons. One, just the inactivity. And two, as you all know, I think he was nursing an ankle injury. He wouldn't have played these first three games anyway, even if he wasn't suspended. So, and he's questionable for this game. So you put those two things together, it will be a chore for him to get back into playing shape. He probably won't be able to play as many plays as we normally would like him to play.
How did Kyle Fuller bounce back?
He did a nice job, hopefully and just playing a little bit better. There's no magic potion out there. You got to go out there, experience success, do your job, stop a break up a pass or two, be tight to your man, make the plays when they come to you, and the more he does that, the more confidence he'll get.
When you watch the Raiders on tape, what stands out to you?
A lot. These guys are ranked high. I know it's only three games, but they're ranked high in almost every offensive category. They got a really good young quarterback who's got a quick release and has good knowledge of their passing game. They got really good receivers, led by Cooper and Crabtree, and they got good tight ends. They got speed with Smith that comes in. They got a lot of pieces to their offense. It's not just Carr and Cooper. They got a lot of good pieces, and they've been able to spread the wealth around both in the running game and the passing game, and they're a tough assignment right now.
Vic, with regard to Willie Young, do you feel it's just a matter of time and reps before he figures out that position, or do you think he's more in a position where he could end up like Jared and just be a guy out of position?
Time will tell.
Vic, any surprise to see Alden Smith back on the field so soon in light of some of the issues he's had away from the field?
No. He was released by the 49ers and available to all 31 other teams, and the Raiders chose to sign him, and he's a talented guy, and he's a guy that should be playing in the NFL.
Is Brock Vereen indicative of three games in, you guys are getting an evaluation of guys who have the skill set, the toughness that you're looking for? Is he an example of now three games in?
I think in Brock's case, it was just, the whole package of the evaluation, training camp, preseason games, the first three games. He really didn't play much in the first three games on defense. So, I don't know that you can say that, but I think it's just an overall evaluation.
Did you have a chance to look at Lamar on tape when he was healthy? And if so, what do you think his upside is in that edge position?
I didn't watch him play too much I remember when he was with Oakland, but that's ancient history now. So, I mean, we just got to go on what we see here.
What is that?
And, you know, he's coming. Like I said last week, I think, you know, it seems that people, you know, forget that he's coming off an ACL. And, you know, takes time with those. Sometimes it takes over a year to get it back right. And he's learning a new position. And it's just going to take time, but I feel it will come for him.
What are the signs you look for when a guy is coming off injury? Is it, you know, speed? Is it agility, power, those kind of things?
Everything, just how they're playing. You know, is he favoring his leg at all? Does he have explosion? Is his issues physical or mental?
Did you ever get a good read on John Bostic, what he was capable of?
Not really. He was healthy for a while there. You know, didn't do anything. He was obviously more not in practice than he was in practice, and then not in games than in games, you know, preseason included. So, you know, John's got ability, and I hope he does well up in New England.
Vicar, are you as convinced now as you were in the sun by the inside of the spot for Shea? How would you evaluate his progress?
I think he's done well in there. You know, is he where he's going to be? No. Do I think he's headed in the right direction? Yes. And I think he's going to be a good football player.
With Derek Carr and his success in the red zone, anything stand out to you about why he's been so good?
Well, he's got a quick release. He's got good targets to throw to. And, I mean, he's accurate. So those are the qualities you're looking for in a quarterback to succeed in the red zone. He can put the ball in tight windows that you have to down there. And they have good balance down there in the scheme. So he's done a nice job.
So all things considered, Vic, what kind of step do you feel your defense took against Seattle?
You know, we played good enough to give us ourselves a chance to win into the middle of the third quarter, and then we didn't. You know, ultimately, we're the second best defense on the field, so that wasn't good enough for that day. And but we made some progress. But you know, each and every week's a new entity.
Vic, what specifically jumped out about Purnell's effort?
Well, he got some good matchups in the pass rush and took advantage of them. But finishing on that quarterback is the hard thing, you know, which it was good to see him get him down, because that's not the easiest thing to do. So I was pleased with the finish and being able to get Wilson down.
What is it about Cooper's game that's let him adjust so quickly to the NFL?
Well, he comes from a college program that runs similar to a pro offense, so that obviously helps him. I think he's got good football instincts and football savvy, so he knows how to play the game and adjust things on well. And he's got good strength, size, speed, and quickness. And you know, when you put all together that and a brain that works football-wise, you got a great player.
How good of a sign was it that the pressure was from inside, especially the way your defense is generally works?
It's always a good sign. You know, pressure up the middle is what you need. You need a balanced pass rush. You need good outside pressure. You need good inside pressure. You can't have just outside where the guy steps up. You can't have good inside where the guy steps out. You need good balanced pass rush, and that's what we're hoping to get.
Thank you.